morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 17 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And apologies for starting late. And I have a couple updates before we begin. First update, Rocksteady I played for me. It was what I wish I'd done yesterday morning. I took a fall when I took my walk at Lakeside Park. It looked like grass because at 5 a.m. the slime had no shine. Long story short, I fell wrong and my wrist took the hit and now it is out of commission. So, and selfishly, I'm very grateful my son was with me instead of Nanji as he was. My son was able to immobilize it. So, long story short, I can't type right now, so I'll just be reading for our shows, upcoming couple shows at least, what I've already posted in the PDF on Raise Up Love. And you know my uploads are going to be irregular and slow and more so than usual because I won't be able to use my usual method, which is I walk with my laptop. It's been very difficult. I found that technique has allowed me to get these uploads done, but that's not possible with one arm. So we'll have to just see what happens. Second update pertains to a little personal mystery for me, but I think it has broader relevance, so I'm sharing it. And yes, it does have to do with EMF weapons. With the exception of, this exception has to do with the language of punishment these folk have cultivated, and we'll talk more about that another day. But in any case, with the exception of the last day and a half since I messed up my wrist, they've been using some pretty heavy duty, a different kind of wave weapon on me that has left this really, really thick mucus, so thick my head and chest feel fused with it into like a solid block. Leaves an even nastier taste in the mouth than that usual metal one. So they have a whole family of weapons and they seem to use them in an escalating sense, a whole hierarchy of punishments and weapons. I mean, it actually seems like I've been poisoned because of this nastiness. Anyway, I am getting to my point. I've been wondering, my little mystery, why they are willing to devote so many resources to hitting me at Lakeside Park in the morning. And everywhere I go, when they mess me up just as bad or worse at home, it felt like overkill. But a recent New York Times article I read suggests a possible answer. It's called Merger Will Create a Giant in Drugs for Rare Diseases, one of which is called angioedema. And angio meaning heart and edema meaning, I looked it up, abnormal accumulation of fluid in the tissues, spaces, cavities, in the tissue spaces, cavities, or joint capsules of the body. And that description, that description almost fits the effect of EMF weapons. If you set aside the ear ringing, and the burning of the head and the electrical paralysis of the muscles after receiving your assault in bed. And let's not forget the detoxification regimen needed to recover. So yes, corporations are eager to believe in the endless inflatability of their money, but power cares more about plausible deniability. Am I walking for an hour daily? Don't fit with the disease story I'm sure they're concocting. See, they need to cover their ass on the symptoms I've been reporting, as what they are doing to me, I'm convinced, is part of an ongoing project that we could call High Tech Auschwitz.